The news blimp watches Monday Night Football.
Let's go down to Action Central for the wrap-up and take it away, Dak Fletchner.
Right, and back upstairs to you, Chris.
Sending it right back to you, Dak.
Well, thank you very much, Chris Schlegel. We're almost set here, so now let's go upstairs to Chris Schlegel.
Right, Dak, and now it's back to you.
On the news blimp.
This news blimp lovingly dedicated to Herb Winches on K99.
Have you ever wanted to smash your TV because of something or someone who was on it? Well, that fantasy is turned into reality every Monday night in a place called the Sweetwater Bar in Denver, Colorado.
But you can't see me on Sunday, and Monday night's out too. I'm a football freak for the game of the week, and I want to do the football stomp with you.
Each Monday night of this football season, some lucky patron of the bar gets to throw a brick through a television set. The brick throwing began as a protest against the absence of the Denver Broncos from Monday Night Football coverage. However, according to the Sweetwater's proprietor, Jerry Brown, it's obvious there's one figure in particular everyone seems to aim for.
Most of them just personally don't like Cosell and want to throw the brick at him. Everybody's yelling, Cosell, 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 and, you know, hoping that he'll come on. The designated brick thrower is standing posed in front of the set, just waiting for a glimpse of him. It just builds up to a fever pitch, and everybody yells and screams, and away goes the brick, and there's a loud crash and a little bit of flying glass, and then a lot of cheers.
This is Howard Hardsell speaking of
The brick thrower is chosen from a lottery held at halftime. The winning ticket's picked from a miniature football helmet. But the hardest part is finding a TV to sacrifice every week.
What a sacrifice!
It's a little expensive on the TVs. We only pay about $25 per set, but they're a little bit hard to come by sometimes.
Now, Sugar Daddy, you're once again leading a strike of fat, overpaid football players waiting for more money, more benefits, more wretched excesses to swell already swollen bank accounts. And the greed never stops.
Right on.
Since the TV smashings began, business has gone up fivefold. Obviously, the patrons enjoy it, but Howard Cosell doesn't seem to think it's very funny.
Howard Cosell called me personally about the middle of September to tell me that he thought it was an ungentlemanly sport. He did threaten us with legal action, however, he hasn't followed up with it.
The Denver fans find, even if the home team isn't playing on TV, Monday Night Football is still a smashing success. Tom Powell on the news blimp.
K99, your album station.